The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Joey Jamal and his wife in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen.
That chavchet that is being said in Mishmat of Rav Shemister, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem tenichem began Eden. Amen. Achat Yaakov ben Yosef, we begin today's daf and chav zayin amud bet, and we are starting at the two dots. It is four lines down after they get wide. Darash over Gelila'a. The question is that his name Over, or is that just that he was a wayfarer, that he would be Over from place to place, so they called him the traveling Gelila'a. And then even, what did he say? Behema shenivrit shenivret minayabasha ichshera b'shne simanim. The behema is created on dry land, and therefore it's considered a strong creature. Therefore, the way you kosher it is you have to slaughter it with two simanim. Dagim shenivri'u min amayim ichshiram belo kelum. The fish that are born in the water, so they have a weak bidi'ah, and therefore you don't have to do anything to them. It'll be explained. You just take it out of the water, no shahita at all. Or shenivram min arrekak. Rekak is like the swamp area next to the water. So it's like part land, part water, like in the marshes over there. Echshero b'siman echad. Then the echshir is partially, all you have to do is do one siman. Amar Reb Shmuel kaput ka'a teda. We'll prove it to you. That what? That the ofot are like part from the water and part from the land. Share ofot yishtem kaskeset benagnehem kedagim. That the birds, or the chickens, or they have like kaskasim, like scales on their legs, like fish. So they like have a little resemblance to the fish. Now let's see what Rashi says on this first. Min hayabasha, lefichach yesh lo chiyut bari v'chazak. It's created from the yabasha, very strong. So therefore you need to make a shechita on it. Nekak garbila, sheyesh b'mayim v'yabasha. How did you explain the word nekak in the English? Marsh? Mud. Okay, muddy, which is the water and the dirt. That is an interesting Torat Chaim over here. That explains something very nice. He says that, why does a nevela exude tum'ah? When an animal is not slaughtered properly, let's say. The animal just dies, let's say. So it's a nevela, so there's tum'ah on it. Because that nevela was done not as a result of a shechita, but it's done as a result of the malach ha-mavet. And any death that's done as a result of the malach ha-mavet, so he puts a tum'ah into that item. But she'enkin, when you have a shechit, go, does the shechita the proper way, so it's through a mitzvah. And therefore, when the animal dies through the mitzvah of shechita, so therefore it doesn't have tum'ah, therefore it's not considered a mitameh. So, the stronger the animal, the more you have to make a shechita to get the neshama to go out of it. So, an animal which has strong life, you have to do two simanim. The bird, which has a little less, so in order to take the life away, for the shechet, take it away from the malach ha-mavet, you have to do at least one siman. Now, a fish, it's natural, when you just take it out of the water, it dies. It's not even out of malach ha-mavet. Maybe you can, maybe you have to chop the head off of some sort when it's still flippering. But the point is, when you pull it out of the water, it just dies by itself. It's not like a mavet type of death. Therefore, there's no tumah in it at all. Therefore, you're only shechita b'chlal. The Gemara goes on and continues on this point. The Gemara says, Ve'od, Sha'alo, they asked a question. Who asked the question? So Rashi says, Kutlikuna Hegemon, Roman prince-like, or governor, Et Rabban Gamliel. Gives us all the other questions that this Hegemon asked Rabban Gamliel. Roman general. The Od Sha'alo. He asked him the following. Ketub Echad Omer, Hayom Eredoim Yishimtzu Amayim Sheref Nefesh Haya Ve'of Ya'ofef Alma Memaya Ibru Yishimtzu Amayim Sheref Nefesh Haya. It's talking about the bird. Ve'of Ya'ofef. So it sounds like the birds were created from the water. Which is into our mind. Uchtiv, but the pasuk also says, "Vayitzer Hashem li min ha'adama kol hayat ha'sadeh ve'et kol of ha'shamayim." You see, the pasuk says of ha'shamayim. So it sounds like that the off was created from the ground, because it's min ha'adama. So his question was, make up your mind: is the off created from the water, or is it created from the adama? Alma me'ara edru. Amar lo min ha'rekach mevre'u. It's created from both the muddy area. That's both land and both water. So the Torah says both, because it's really a combination. That's the way he answered him. But the rabbi held that really wasn't the answer. He just answered him to, you know, keep him quiet. Because the at talmidav mistaklin zebaze. So the man sees the students looking at each other like in wonderment. What kind of answer is that? He says, Amar lehem, kasheh be'anechem, shidachiti et oibai bekash. What? It bothers you that I was able to answer my enemy with straw? Which means, with a cheap answer like that, with a simple answer like that, I pushed him away with straw? Whatever, he accepted it. So good. Min amayim nibri'u. Really, the answer is they were created from the water. And what does it mean that they were on the Adama? After they were created in the water, God brought them to Adama Rishon on land, in order to call them their names. Now, he understood the Hegemon wasn't maybe going to accept that answer. So he gave a simple answer. It's a cock. It's a combination. But the other student that's not the answer. The answer is that the second pasuk is not talking about where they were created. The second pasuk is talking about that they were brought to Adam and Rishon in order to call them names. Now, some have this story, the exact opposite. Some have the story that he told the Hegemon this reason. That he brought him to Adam and Rishon to name them. And the students looked at him and said, what kind of answer is that? And the real answer was they're created from the Rekak. So the exact opposite dialogue. The Gemara is going to say, V'yesh omrim b'lashon acher amar le'oto Hegemon. That means he told the Hegemon l'ashon acher, the second answer of the Gemara, or b'lashon arishon amar le'en etalmidah. And he told the first answer to the students, meaning the Rekak answer. Mishum dichtiv al vayitzer. Exactly, because it's hard to say this first shot that God brought it to Adam and Rishon, because the pasuk says vayitzer, he created them. The first pasuk says they were created from the water. The second pasuk says they were created from the. So it's hard to explain created that you brought them to Adam and Rishon. So therefore, he told the that the real answer is that he brought it. They were created from the rekak. That he told the students. Because today he didn't think that the Hegemon, according to this version, would accept that. So it's a different version of what happened. I'm going to view that. Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinhas. En shechaita le'of min ha-Torah. Mechadush. Min ha-Torah, you do not have to make shechaita on a bird. Besides melika, which is done by korbanot, but leave that. But the matter, shechaita fecholim. Which means the whole institution, according to this rabbi, of Shechita by Ofot and Midrabbanan. Shne'emah, v'shafach. When it talks about Ofot, the Pasuk's language is, it says, Hashir Yatsud Seb Haya or Of Hashir Yachel, and you trap a bird, whatever it may be, v'shafach et damo, v'chisal be'afar, and you'll spill its blood. Well, spilling its blood doesn't mean a Shechita. That's a Peshvicha Be'alma, just spill it, don't make it a Shechita. I mean, just puncture it, let the blood come out, and that's fine. So in the Torah, there's no shechita.
Yeah, wait. Haya nameh. So then, why don't you say the same thing by haya? By deer and things like that, because it also says the word v'shafach. Which means, if that's your barometer of judging no shechita, so then maybe say the same thing that a deer min haTorah, since it also says the word v'shafach in the pasuk, you have to make shechita. No. It's kash the pesulei hamukdashim. The David says when you have a korban, and it becomes pasul. So you redeem it, and then it says anybody can eat it once you redeem it. Hatame vataor yochelu tzketsevi v'kayam. You can eat it like ketsevi and ayam. So the Gemara says, what do you mean ketsevi v'kayam? What's the connection? You already told me. Tameh and Tahor can eat it. Like a tzimim ganaya, like a regular deer. So explanation is, in the Gemara said, that from here we learn that just like by Pesuleh Mekdashim, by Korbanot, how do you slaughter Korbanot? How do you make Korbanot Kashir? Everybody agrees by Korbanot you need to make a Shaitat, a Behema. Oh, so to my tzimim ganaya, also you need to make Shaitat. So for sure you have to make Shaitat by tzimim ganaya, because we have a Kesh to Pesuleh HaMukdashim. So even though it's the word Beshafach, I'm not going to learn the word b'shafach by haya, because I have a hekesh between the Sulem Mukdashim and Tzvi Dayan. So Gemara says, off name it kash le mehema. Wait, if that's the case then, off we have a hekesh to mehema dichtiv, zot torat ha mehema, ve'off. Zot torat ha mehema ve'off, so why don't you make, we have the same hekesh, I'd say. Just like mehema you need shechita, so to off you need shechita min haTorah. The same way you made a hekesh by Sulem Mukdashim. For the Chaya, and if we say, Min haTorah, you need Shechita by Chaya, so say the same thing about Ofot also. Zot, Torah, the Behemah, the Of. I say, just like Behemah, you need Shechita, so to Ofot, you need Shechita, Min haTorah. Because the Haketim, Beshavach Adamo. No, but it's not Beshavach Adamo. Look what we're talking about. When it came to Chaya, you didn't care about the Shafak because you had a Hekesh. But when it comes to Of, you care about the Beshavak and you don't care about the other Hekesh. Umay Chazit, the Shagyale, and Of. Shadye Achaya, which is when it says that word v'shafach, why is saying the shafach is going on the bird? Maybe the v'shafach is going on the chaya, because in that perasha, when it says the word v'shafach, it mentions both chaya and off. So you tell me, no, chaya for sure you have to make shaita, because it's compared to pesulei mukdashim. So the v'shafach is going on the off. Who told you? Maybe I'll tell you the shafach is going on the chaya, and the off you need shechita. Because the word that's close to the word v'shafach is off. Even though chaya is written in the same perasha, but off is closer. So if a mistabra, the shafach is going on off, and therefore the rabbi is learning that really there's no hekesh between zot Torah ve'ema va'off to teach me that just like ve'ema shechita. Over this rabbi doesn't hold that hekesh. He holds that says the shafach, break, get the blood out whatever way you want. But Rabbanan, Rav is instituted Shechita. But the Torah, there is no Shechita. So comes Gemara and says, Gemara is going to ask now a series of questions. Many there. Hashochet. Guy made Shechita. V'netnabela biyado. It became a nevela. The Shechita was done wrong. Or hanocher v'hameakir. But let's say he pierces the animal, or tears the animal, or uproots the simanim. And you need to make a shaita properly. Patur melechasot. He does not have to make kisui adam. The mitzvah kisui adam is only done, the Gemara is going to teach us, when the animal is edible. Well, as long as the animal is not edible, so then you don't make kisui adam. So this shaita is not a shaita. Now wait. If you're telling me that min haTorah, there's no shaita by a bird, so what's the difference? What's why I killed the bird? The chaura you would need kisui adam. Min haTorah. Don't tell me about Rabbanan. Rabbanan, okay, I made Shechita. You tell me, according to the Mitzvah Ben Pinchas, that Min haTorah, there's no Shechita by an off. So what do I care how? Why are you telling me Patur Min haChasut Min Adam? V'i amart en Shechita an off Min haTorah, Nechirato, Zui Shechitato. The Nechira is the Shechita. The tearing it is the Shechita. V'libru Kisui, and therefore what you need, Kisui. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, wait. Who told you we're talking about a bird in this flight? And you're asking a question. Mi savar ve'off? You thought we're talking about a bird, an off in this flight? No.
Chaya. We're talking about a Chaya. And then we just learned that Chaya and a Torah need the Shechita. And therefore, as long as you don't make a Shechita, it becomes a Nevela, so therefore you'll be no Kisui Adam. Next question. Tashema. Hashochet. Vetzarich Ledam. Okay, a guy made Shechita, but he needs the blood. We have a hard time making Kisui Adam now because he needs the blood for a certain work that we're going to see that he's going to use it for. Hashochet Vetzarich Ledam. Hayav Nechasot. He starts to make Kisui Adam. He needs the blood. How is he going to get out of making Kisui Adam? Because if he makes Kisui Adam, there's dirt on the blood. And he can't use the blood. Like, there's an idea. Or Noharo, or Okro. Either tear out the Simanim, he's still making a proper Shechita, or uproot them. Ah, my lab, they're off. That must be what we're talking about over here. A bird. The Ka'e Ba'el Lidme Linika. You need the blood of the bird for yinka, to get rid of the moths. It seems that the woolen garments, they bring the moths. So it seems you put the blood next to it, and it gets rid of the moths. Oh, so we're talking about the blood, you need the blood of a bird. So what did the Braita say to do? That's a very good idea. So you got to make a Kisui Adam. No, slaughter it wrong. Then you have to make a Kisui Adam, and then you're okay. You can use the blood for that to get rid of the moths. But what are you talking about? If you hold that there's no Shechita in the Torah, so therefore you have to make Kisui Adam. Because no matter how you slaughter it, that's considered the Shechita. That's the same question. And don't tell me we're talking about another, we're talking about must be, what else can you use the blood for? It's the blood of the bird for the wolf. The Torah says, no, nah, Bechaya. It's talking about over here where you slaughtered the Chaya. That you need it for, you need the blood of the, let's say the deer, to make red coloring. Which means, that's why it's saying you don't have to make Kisui Adam. Because everybody agrees with the Torah, the Chaya needs a Shechita. And therefore, if you slaughtered it the wrong way, so therefore there's no Shechita, there's no Kisui Adam, you can use the blood for the dye.
I think you have to use the Nevela.
Barashubana.
To come in, I
think.
Like, not
a Subana, the blood is not a Subana. Only when you slaughter it the wrong way. There's no Shechita in the Torah. Of course, you broke the backbone. cut with your thumb. That's the way you do it. But then you're doing it the wrong way. Doing it with a knife. So when you do it with a knife, that's not the way you do it. So then, well, if I understand why it should be, because my knife is supposed to be on the other side, with the simanim. So you put the knife the wrong way, okay, even though you got the simanim eventually, but on the way to get the simanim, you busted the backbone. Okay, no problem, call it a terefa. But why are you calling it a nevera? No, it's not a nevera. It's a nevera. We're asking, why should be a nevera? If you tell me there's no shechita in the Torah, so therefore anyway you slaughter it should not be a nevera. Then the Torah doesn't matter how you choked it to death, it's not a nevera. So why are you telling me, oh, you did it with a sakin, and now we ate it, because I love it, metameh of it, why should we metameh wrong? There's no shechita in the Torah. That should not become a nevela, michlal. It says, who da'amar ki haitana? So slow down. He holds that there is shechita in the Torah on a bird. He goes, there is shechita. Just because you said one rabbi said there's no shechita in the Torah, so then we get the question, no shechita in the Torah, so then what should be a nevela? He holds that there's shechita in the Torah, and therefore, you have to do it with a knife in a normal way. And since you did it the wrong way, it becomes a nevera. The Gemara says, "Vidrashi the tarami de nevera." Adam, the tarami de nevera.
Aha, terefa shishachta ena metameh.
Right, which means a terefa is not metameh, nevera is metameh.
Shechitato zohi shechitato. Ach shechita min ha'olef. Ben shehu machrid uben shehu doreth kedamrin perek kama mikom makom lo gara min yechila.
So they're Mukdashim, they had a Ba'amun. So what are you doing? You redeem it. Once you redeem it, anybody can eat it. And Pasuk says you can eat it like a tzevi, like a deer, like everything. V'chi, ma lamadnu mitzvi v'ayah. What is it coming to teach me, tzvi v'ayah? We know already, anybody can eat it. Pasuk says, tameh v'taor yochenenu. Why is Pasuk going to say, katzevi v'chayah? What extra chidush is not teaching me that I can learn from tzvi v'ayah to teach me how to pursue their Mukdashim? Now, Tahare Zeh Baal Lamed, you know what this is a classic case. Nimsa Zeh Baal Lamed, we thought it's coming to teach us something. We thought that Svi Ve'ayav is going to teach us something of Pesulei Mukdashim. When Nimsa Lamed comes out, we're going to learn something from Pesulei Mukdashim to teach us about Svi Ve'ayav. We tried to go one way. Svi Ve'ayav must become teach us about Pesulei Mukdashim. Baal Lamed, but we don't know what's coming to teach us. When Nimsa Lamed, it came out, instead of teaching, we're going to teach you something, Svi V'ayal, about you. Now what is that? Maki Svi V'ayal Pesula Mukdashim. Ma Pesula Mukdashim V'shchita, just like Korbanot, obviously. Pesula Mukdashim, Korbanot are done. V'shchita, which we know that already. So too. By the way, how do we know Korbanot are done V'shchita? And she quotes Pasuk that we're not done. Previous love is Amahtana V'charecha. And the Gemara went over there. The deed that has to be done with b'shchita. Av svi be'ayal b'shchita. So too, svi be'ayal b'shchita. Ve'oh! And let's continue with the statement here. En lo she'ita medevre Torah, ela medevre sofri. Which means, don't ask me a question, I guess if you talk Ben Pinchas. He has the right to support it. So let me talk about the Amora. So we ask the question from what do you mean? You say Shechita in the Torah. If there's no Shechita in the Torah, then why, when you slaughter a bird with a knife in the back, you tell me it's a nevela? Why should it be a nevela? If you hold Shechita in the Torah, it should not be a nevela. So the Gemara says, "What do you want to be talking? You ask me a question from Braita. He holds like a different Braita. He has a Braita that says Shechita in the Torah. So you can't ask him a question from a Tanaic state because he has a Tana that supports him." Comes out to machloket tanaim. If an oaf needs shechita min ha'tula, you know what the nafkamah is going to be? When you don't make shechita, does the bird become a nevela or not? According to the shita that says you don't need shechita min ha'tula, so it's not going to be a nevela. According to the shita that says you need a shechita, so if you don't make a proper shechita, it'll be a nevela. That'll be nafkamina. Tum on a Torah level. The Rabbanan is not the Torah. Man tana de parika de Rabbi Elazar Kefar. Who's the rabbi that argues Rabbi Elazar Kefar? Rabbi Elazar Kefar holds office the Rabbanan. Who's the rabbi that holds that yes shaitam in a Torah? Rabbi. Now what does Rabbi say? Netanya Rabbi Omer. Nezavachta ka'asher sviticha. That you should slaughter like I commanded you. Now, look at the whole Torah. We don't say anything about shaitam. And I mentioned Stava Moshe al Naveshet, Malakane, Ma'arov Echad Be'of, Ma'arov Shenayim Be'behema. Clearly the beast says, Kashis Be'itika, where? Halakha Moshe Be'Sinai. That when God gave the commandment on Sinai, so he commanded us two things. Halakha Moshe Be'behema, two simanim. And no. At least, and when it comes to a bird, one siman. Ah, bird. You see, bird was given Halakha Moshe Be'Sinai. So the beast says, bird shaita is in the Torah, not explicitly in the Torah, but Halakha Moshe Be'Sinai. Rabbi Elazar Kefar says, no. The only thing that was given in the Torah is shaita by the hemot, the korbanot, but the oath is medrabbanam. So it comes out, it's a machloket, amazing, a machloket, and na'im, if you need a shaita, by and off. Comes the Gemara continues. No, regardless, we do it.
We're not going to be enough tonight.
Because once you say medrabbanam, we need to make shaita. So if there's no shaita, we're not going to eat it. So my nevela won't come anyway. I'm coming to be for Nevela. So what's the difference? I'm just saying. We have to make a Shaita regardless. So what are you going to tell me? Nafkamina, if the Shaita wasn't made, it's going to be a Nevela. Let it be a Nevela. Nafkamina for what? Maybe Nafkamina is going to be a Kohen. If Kohen is in the Shaita, it's going to be a Nevela. That's rare, Okay. Anyway, it looks like that has on the... On the Deoraita, by the way.
No, they recommend to have Kohen as a Shohen. We recommend it to have Kohen as a Shohen because if you're going to make mistakes, then become can you afford to make those kind of mistakes?
If the animal becomes a Nevela, it'll exude Tum'ah. I don't think there's Isur on the Kohen for that. The only Isur is Tanemet, not on Sheretz and all those other items. The Kohen is not allowed to walk in the street. He walks in the street with a dead shed. It's now, they're not pushing. It's too much med they were right now. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. What did we say in the Mishnah? One siman by an off. Two simani by the Behema, one siman by an off. Itmar. Rav Nachman Amar, or Veshet, or Kane. Okay, either one. Rabada Barabah Amar, Veshet, Velo Kane. So you know that's a machloket.
Yes.
So he holds either one, and then Avada Rabba says no. That's kadi veshet. Now she says, I won't say the Gemara. That's another shiya. Rav Nachman Amar or veshet or kane echad ketani, echad kodehu. Exactly. It says and she shot echad, one of them. Say which one? Any of them. Echad or this or that. Kodehu. Either one. אדם רבה אמר, ואשת ולא קנה. מה יחד? מיוחד. The special one. יחד doesn't mean one. It means מיוחד, meaning the special one. Why is it special? Why is it special? She says, מיוחד שבסימנים הוא. The ואשת is the מיוחד. ואשת is the esophagus. Why is it special, as she says? שחיות הבהמה תלוי בו. The life of the bird is dependent. If there's even a hole in the veshet, the animal, the bird becomes a terefa. Whereas if there's a hole in the kaneh, it's not a terefa. So therefore you see the veshet is more life sustaining to the bird. So when it says echad, it means miyuhad. The hashub one, which is the hashub one? The veshet. Good? Okay, skip the parentheses. Now we're going to a host of questions against these opinions here. Meti, first question. Shahata the veshet. Okay, did the veshet. Ma'arkach nishmeta agargeret. What happened after he did the veshet? Gargeret is the kane. It's called the gargeret also. Okay? The windpipe. So he did the veshet, and then nishmeta agargeret. The gargeret came apart. Remember we said it's attached like to the jaw? It's attached to the bird? He made shahita one siman, and another siman. Came apart. So what?
Kishira.
Because we're like it. You slaughtered once a matter, you made the shaita, that was done. I don't care what happens after the shaita. Or, nishmeta gargeret v'achak shatat avishit pisula. Or the reverse. If let's say the gargeret came apart, and then you slaughtered the avishit, too late. It became a terefa. Because once the gargeret came apart, it's no good. So by the time you got around to slaughtering it, it's going to be pisula. Continue. Shahat avishit. You did the avishit. Very good. V'nimsit gargeret shibuta. And you found the gargeret was detached. You didn't know when.
Ve'enu yodaya im kodim shaita nishmeta, im lahar shaita nishmeta.
You didn't know when it happened, before or after. Ze'ayam aseh. This is a story that actually happened.
Ve'amru, kol safek b'shaita, pesula.
Finished. They're right, they have to be choshesh, and therefore it's pesula. Now wait. All these cases over here, to be wrong with the opinion of the shaita, the opposite of the light. But we're not going on that point. Now we're going on the point that, exactly, this whole thing, assuming we're talking about a bird over here, the whole discussion was the veshit. When did the gargeret come off?
The ilu shaitav the gargeret lo ketavi.
Which means, it didn't say the reverse case, that you were shofet the gargeret, and you don't know if the veshit was attached or not. So it's master if you're only talking about the veshit and the veshit, must be like the Vadam Barahava that said the one siman that you slaughtered by a bird is the Veshit. Because you're only giving it a case. The Veshit and the Gargeret came loose. Give me the reverse case. The Gargeret and the Veshit came loose.
Okay.
Ela, why give me both cases? If you can do either or, why are you only telling it on one side?
So the Gemara, that's not a question. Mishum, the Gargeret avida
deshtemute. They're giving you the normal case. The Gargeret usually comes attached. Usually it's common for that to come attached over a veshit. Really, both cases are true. You can slaughter the veshit or you can't. So when we talk about a detached item, we mean a detached item, the more common situation. That's it. But it's no proof. Good?
Tashema. Shahat shne hatzae simanim be'of pesula.
I got to stop you. You slaughtered half of each siman by the off. Pesula. Because you need a minimum at least. No.
Okay. The answer is Roma and Behema. It goes without saying by Behema, but Behema you need Roma most. Okay. The Biblia Omer, the off, Ad Shishchot et Aveshet vet Averidim.
The Biblia says, by the off, not only do you have to do the Veshet, he adds on Tanakama. You have to also the Veridim, the vessels, the vein, the chocolate with the blood. Now it's Masha, Tanakama also agrees with the Veshet. Everybody's just coming and saying, not only Veshit, but Veshit with Veridim. Else you see, everybody holds, it's Veshit.
The Gemara says, Mishum de Veshit, Samuch le Veridim.
It's because you can do either one you want. The reason why I chose Veshit, because the Veshit is the one that's closer to the Veridim. That's why I chose Veshit. Because we're trying to bring in the point of the Veridim. And which is the closest siman next to the Veridim? The Veridim, you can do either one. Look at that sheet. Umi Uvadim Lekaneh. Habeshit to ben kanin and mafrik and samuch leveridim.
Fine.
The veshit is that between the kanin and the mafrik. The kanin is in front and the veshit is in the back, next to the mafrik, which is next to the veridim. So therefore, we gave that.
Hashemah, third question. Shahat hatsi gargeret. Veshahat kedesh shechita achedet.
Okay. He slaughtered hatsi gargeret. That's kanin. Half the kanin he slaughtered. Then he waited. Stop. The amount of time that it would take to do a regular shaita, he stopped. That's the shi'iyah time.
The gamash shaita took a shira.
So what? Up to a half, he did nothing so far. For example, let's say there was a hole up to half in the kaneh. What are you going to do? Just go, tick, and get it to rope. So therefore, I don't care if you stored it up to a half, and you stopped, because at the end of the day, when you go back and you finish it to rope, you're okay.
We did it in the בשעה הבאה, כשנה משום נחצי גרגרת, לה בהתחלת שחיתה.
The rule is like this, once you start the שחיתה, you can't stop. The first half is not considered starting, why?
שאפילו נקלח את שלו בתרפה באגוס,
even if it was cut already, even if half it was a hole in it already, it's not טרפה. So the שחיתה really doesn't start until you get to the rope. So when you're doing the rope, that moment of rope, you can't stop in between.
Once you hit the rope, you're done.
No. It's only when
it is the kaneh.
So the writer saying? If you went up to half, you did nothing yet. It's like a filetarina shaita. Because even if the half was done before you got there, it's okay. So you don't have to get it to half.
And you can get it all. Whenever you get to it all, that's really when you started.
Right, because right, the first half means nothing. So there's no stop. When could you stop? There's no possible stop. There's no stop.
What
does that mean? On the Kaneh, on the Kaneh. I live in the vision, they're stopping. But on the Kaneh, there's no stopping. On the Kaneh, there's no stopping. Or maybe you went halfway and you pulled the knife away. You went halfway, you didn't do the whole thing. You went halfway, you didn't do the whole thing.
That's not
stopping. You went halfway, you didn't finish the...
Kaneh would cut halfway to begin with.
I follow me. The Kaneh was cut halfway into the beginning.
Right.
And then I continued a little. So I didn't score the whole Kaneh yet.
I said, you don't have to do it.
I follow. I have to do it over the whole Kaneh. Once I started the night, I went like this. I didn't finish the cut. So therefore, the rov is only over here. But the rov is not on the left.
Okay,
so come to hear what I'm saying. Now, wait.
You could do either one.
Now, so over here it's talking about what? Shahat Hasi Gargere. Here it's supposed to be doing the Kaneh now. Now this is a good court's opinion that says, could be the one. Because it's giving me the option on the Gargaret. According to Rabbi Ava, what is the Gargaret? The Gargaret is not an option by birds. You must do the Nevesheh. Now the Gemarat, now, by the way, if you want to be honest here for a second, it doesn't say anything there's a bird over here. It just says, Shachat Hatsi Gargaret. I don't know if it's talking about a bird, Bechlav. But the Gemarat says, my lab be off. It should be, this is an off. Why should it be an off? I'm not saying. Umay gamra, gamra li gargeret. Yeah, because it says, you started with the gargeret, and then it says, the gamra, which means, the side of the hive, it says, you did half, then you stopped, then the gamra, mazi li gamra, you finished the job of the gargeret. So there was mashmats, one siman, and one siman is only a bird. So therefore we see what? That he can do the gargeret by the bird. That's like the first opinion. Gamra says, no. We're talking about over here, Rebehema. Umay gamra, gamra l'shachita kunas. That means, it was an animal. You slaughtered the gargaret halfway. Then you stop, no problem. Then when it says gamra, doesn't mean gamra, the kaneh. Gamra, both. You finished the whole shachita by Rebehema. Kaneh and vishet. That's all it's saying. So if you have no da'aya, to offer this right down.
No problem,
Shia,
like that.
No, because half of the animal is also okay. Half of the kind of the animal is also okay. Doesn't make it a terefa. Half a whole up to half in the kind doesn't make it a terefa. So you didn't start yet. So therefore, continue. Gamra, we thought gamra means gamra what you started. No, gamra means finish the whole thing. Do the behema, kaneh and reshet. Tashema. Hare shehaya chatzi kaneh pagum. The case we just mentioned. Let's say you started off the chatzi kaneh was already, there was a hole in it, up there. The Osif Hanav caught you. And you just added a drop. Vigamro! And you finished it. Shaitato Keshera. My lab, be off. Must be talking about over here, a bird. Umay Gamro. And what does it mean? And you finished it. Gamro, the Kaneh. Same argument. You finished the Kaneh. La, the Behema. It's talking about a Behema. Umay Gamro. Gamro, the Veshet. He had a hole in the Kaneh up to half. Vigamro. You finished both of them. You did it. The majority of that one and the majority of the other one. Next question. Tashema. Ketzad Mulkim Hatat Ra'ok. Okay, this we learned already. Milika. Now by Hatat Ra'ok, the Torah says, Lo Yavdil. You're not supposed to separate the head from the animal, from the bird. So how do you make Milika by Hatat Ra'ok? Chotech Shidra. Umafreket melo rov basar. The nail, it breaks through the mafreket, the neck bone of the oaf, without tearing the majority of the meat that's over there. Achimegia la veshet or the kaneh. Either one. Egia la veshet or the kaneh. You get either one, the veshet or the kaneh. Hotech siman echad rov basar. Yeah. Cut it. Rov basar. Memo. Now, uvola shenayim. Now, when it comes to Ola, because the Torah says, Yavir. By Ola, you have to separate the head. So by Ola, you have to do both, in order that the head will come separate. Or of Shenayim. But what do you see clearly over here? By Hatata Of, it says the Firush, or the Kaneh, or the Veshet. Now, Rabbanah Barabbah says, Dafka, the Veshet. This is
Shemita, what is this?
Tiyufta.
The Gemara understood as a backup. Tiyufta, the Ramadan, but Ahaba, Tiyufta. Oh. So comes the Gemara and says, my Havi'ana. What's the halakha? And the reason why the Gemara says, what's the halakha? We were talking, we just knocked out Ramadan, but Ahaba. Because really, I could argue and say, that was by Minika. Minika, maybe it is the dean of Kaneh or Peshet, but who told you by Shaita? That sound, that answer. My Havi'ala, what is the halakha? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, my Havi'ala? We just told you, Gemara, we just knocked out of the Havi'ala. He goes, no, Dilma Shari'ata, my Minika is different. The Ika Shidra Umafreket. Over there it has Shidra Umafreket, which means, when you're doing Minika, you're breaking the neck bone. So the animal is partly dead already. So therefore, you can do either or, the kaneh or the veshet. But maybe by shechita, you got to go after the main one, miyuchad. Maybe you got to go after the veshet, which is really your question. Could be minikah is different. Minikah, we already broke the back of the neck of the bird already. Maybe that's why we give you either or. Because anyway, the animal is already, it's dead, dead, so to speak. But shechikin, in a regular shechita, maybe you got to hit the main one. The Gemara says, Hashema, Dehu Bar Avza. What is Bar Avza? Duck or goose? Dehava Be'er Rabba. Okay, it was the house of Rabba. Ata ki memasmes kur'e dama. Its neck was bloody. Now she said, look at the bottom of Rashi. Minuchlach sabaro be'dama. Shenekra sabaro. I mean, the neck of the goose was cut. They wanted to check the simanim. Shimon nefsaka kaneh. Maybe the kaneh was cut. Only kama veshet. Meaning you have to check the bird to make sure there's no the move. Maybe there was a hole in the veshet. Umishu sefik nusam umenem tekitza mikveh mekadol kanyah point. Which means, bottom line, the neck was broken. So you wanted to see if it was in the shahat correctly or not. Maybe there's a terefah. So that's what they did. They brought it to the rabbi. Now the problem was like this. Amar Rava, Echi Na'amid. So Rava said, listen, we're stuck. How are we going to check this goose? Nishchate ve'adar nibdeke. It wasn't dead yet, obviously. It was a bite over there, like it was cut. So he said, well, let's make shechita first. And then to make the shaita, we'll go check to see what's going on in there. So Gemara says, Dilma bimkom nekev kashachi. Maybe the spot where the hole is, that's where you're making the shaita. And therefore you're not going to be able to tell if it was a terefa beforehand. So that's not an option. So Gemara said, Nidikim ma'adan ishchate. No problem, let's check it. And don't make shaita. You can't. Ha'amar abav veshet enu bidikim b'chot shalim b'fnit. You can't check the veshet from the outside. You can only check it from the inside, which is after the shaita. So therefore, we're stuck. How are we going to do this over here? Amaler Rabbi Yosef Bere. So Rabbi Yosef had a good answer. He said, Nibdeke lekane. Veneshchete lekane. Velechshere. Probably said, let's check the kane, because the kane can check from the outside. Once the kane is good, slaughter the kane, only the kane. Don't touch the veshet. Oh, mashma, that what? Kaneh alone is good, and then we'll check the veshet to see if anything was wrong in it from the back. Ve'adam lafku al veshet nibdeket, then we'll turn around the veshet and check it. Amar Rava, Hakim Yosef Beri v'trefot Rabbi Yohanan. My son Rabbi Yosef is a baki in trefot, like an expert like Rabbi Yohanan was, which means that's a good solution. That's a good solution. So what do you see from over here? Exactly. Alma ehad de kavar. Oh hi. So maybe you learn either or. So the story solves the issue. So when you slaughter a bird, you can do either the kane or the vision. Not like Rabada bar ala. Look at the top Rashi. Eno benikat bebachutz. Lefi shul terefa beneke mashu. The veshet is the terefa even with a pinhole. Ben nikat. וטיפת דם נכנסו בפנים בנקב ונקר אבא, בקור הפנימי נבנו וטיפת דם נקר בו אבל החיצון אדום. You're not able to tell it from the outside, the hole. It gets covered up. You can only tell it from the back of it. Okay, so if you have to open it up after. This is a makrum apinimi lavanu, v'tipat dam, nikirim. The back of the vision is white. So if you see red on it, that means you know there was a hole. The front is red anyway. You can't really tell if it was punctured. You have to just check it from the back. In the back, you'll see the white has a covering on it. That's why it says Eno Bidika Ela Mebachos. I'm in Bifneen. Look at that sheet. Hakim Yosef Benim in Telefon Gabla. My son Yosef is a Baki in Telefon Gabla Hanan. Tami Pegin in Hashem. We'll learn later on. The Shadal Leshimot Telesan Gamle Sefeke. The Trefetal Limit Neke Begabayu. They sent Rabbi Yohanan 13... Gablin Sifakir. Camel laden with Sifakot of Tenefok. And he answered all the questions. So you see, he was a Baki and all the Chot of Tenefok. Sa'adik and Bilhanan Bechol Mide. He was a Baki like Bilhanan in all subjects. Okay. The Bilhuda Omer Adshi Shchot. Now, what did the Bilhuda say in the Mishnah? Not enough to Shochet the Siman. You have to do the Viridim also. You got to get the vein. That the blood is not coming out. Amar Rafazda. Lo amar Rabbi Yehuda ela be'of. It's only talking about the bird. You have to get the viridin. Who in betzuleu kuro kehad. Because they used to make roasted chicken. And over there, the blood doesn't come out good. So it was a blood issue. They used to take the chicken as whole without cutting it up. And they would put it on the barbecue, roast it. So therefore, the blood would not come out properly. So in order to get the blood out, you would do it on the amal, be'ema, kivan de minatahayim, and anyway, you don't roast a behemah whole. It's like on Pesach. You cut up into pieces. So when you cut up into pieces anyway, so therefore not tzarich. Why? Because the blood's going to come anyway when you cut it up. Once you cut up the meat into normal pieces, the blood is going to be drained. Look at that she. Ho'il, metzuleu kula kehad, lefik chesich tozi et kol damo. Exactly. The nebra ta'amad Rabbi Yehuda meshum damu. Oh, that's the reason why you have to cut the viridim. It's a blood issue. Ve'ad tenar Rabbi Yehuda amed, ad shi yishchot et the viridim. It sounds like it's an yad of shechita. Actually, it's hot at the viridim. Don't say, if it's a blood issue, don't sort of shred and punch them. Just open them up. What's the shot? Actually, it's hot. So Gemara says, she's hot. She says, v'yid it no b'shechita ela b'shum utzad nam v'nikiva v'am asagi. Exactly. It should say, just punch them. Make a hole in them. Gemara says, ema actually yinkov at the viridim. You're right. Change the text. Not she's hot. Actually yinkov. So you actually punch the viridim. So the Gemara says, "Umay ad shi yishchot, ad shi yinkov b'shad shechita." That's all it means. That you should make the nikiva b'shad shechita. That as you're going, you're making the shechita. So you puncture the viridim. Look at that she. B'shad shi adam ham the yosef. Because that's when the blood is hot will come out. After you make the shechita, you puncture the shechita on the rest. So then when it's hot, make the shechita, boom, and puncture it at the same time. Tashema. Another question. Viridim b'shchita, the Rebbe Yehuda. Problem. Viridim, it says, b'shchita. What do you mean? It's not a shchita issue. It's a blood issue. So why did it say viridim b'shchita? Ema, viridim tzarich l'negma b'sha'at shchita, the Rebbe Yehuda. Same answer. It doesn't mean shchita means b'sha'at shchita. Ta'ashema, one more question. Amru lo, Rebbe Yehuda. So the rabbis came to Rebbe Yehuda and they told him. מאחר שלא סגרו ורידים אלא סימאים דם. Since your whole reason for the ורידים is a blood issue, מה לי בשחיטה ומה לי שלא בשחיטה? What's the difference? Now, that's the rabbi telling the Yehuda. The rabbi is telling the Yehuda. If you hold the blood issue, what's the עניין? מה לי בשחיטה ומה לי שלא בשחיטה? בכלל רבי יהודה סבר בשחיטה. Must be that the rabbi is understood to be Yehuda, it's a Shechita issue. Rabbi is asking, what are you going to make Shechita them for? You said Shechita. So the rabbi says, Shechita, if it's a blood issue, just puncture them. That's mashal. The rabbi is understood to be Yehuda, that it's a Shechita subject. What do you mean? You just said that it's not a Shechita issue, it's a blood issue. But that's not the rabbi's, that's not the way the rabbi's understood it from the response that they had. Hachi kam rele. Mali l'nukman b'sha'at Shechita, o mali l'nukman shelo b'sha'at Shechita. Really, they understood it was a blood issue. They were asking every day, if it's a blood issue, what's the difference if you do it at the time of the Shechita, or what's the difference if you do it after, so puncture it after. Oh, so what does the Buddha hold? Usamar, Bishan Shechita, Atedam, the Hayim. The blood is hot at the time of the Shechita, and therefore it'll flow out. However, Shalom Bishan Shechita, Lo Atedam, the Karir. The blood will not come out because it is cold. That was the issue. Look at Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, one more question. Ma'ir Birmiya. Viridin Rabbi Yehuda. Viridin now. Shaha Bahim. He slaughtered part of them, he stopped. Naras Bahim. Crushed them. Okay. Now, this is our subject. If you say it's part of the Shechita, that's a problem. But if you say it's a blood issue, so who cares? Right? Amar Leah Usama, old man. Haki Kamari Biazamina, Amar Bi Usama, Rabbi Azad. Clearly, it's not a shaita issue. You can even take a thorn and puncture them. So therefore, you have no issue. Dashi. The last name, Mao, shaita mamash by the Biuda, or no? Which means, when the Biuda says, you do b'sha'at shaita. Maybe b'sha'at shaita means, with the knife. But if you do non-shaita, although it's not a shaita, maybe it's a b'sha'at shaita, meaning continue the shaita with it. Not b'sha'at shaita, even without the knife, even with a thorn and all that, it'll be okay. Tanya came into the Rav Chasda. We have a raya to this. Shachad shene hatzae simmanim ve'of pasul. Ve'en tzarich lomar ve'behema. Rabbi Yehuda omer ve'of, ad shechutot et ha'vesher ve'et ha'veridim. Now what did it say in the bright day? You did two hatzi simmanim by an of, no good. Because you can if you did it by a behema, which you need rova on both. Now what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Ve'of, ad shechutot ha'vesher, until you score the vesher, ve'et ha'veridim. So what do you see over here? It only discussed viridim by off. Okay, good. She said, so why did it only by off? Because she roasted complete. And the blood's not going to come out. By the vehema, it doesn't matter because you're going to cut it up into pieces. That was a chazal chadush. And clearly you see that Yehuda reacted to the viridim only in the bride that's soaking them out. Right, because he said this. The end is off. Right. Ve'off, and she's hot. Only off. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen, amen, amen.